Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I've been hanging around in Matthew chapter 5 in the last couple of weeks of my three of the weekly podcasts, and I'm finding it to be just so fulfilling to spend a little personal time back in the Gospels. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus unpacks this incredible word called the Sermon on the Mount. Now, probably given in one big take, it might have been 35 minutes or so. But when you break it up, there's so much meat hanging on the ribs there. Have you ever gone someplace where the ribs were just like, man, that is some good eating? Me too. I've been to Fat Matt's Rib Shack in downtown Atlanta. Let me just tell you, it will bless your situation, man. You get a whole, well, anyway, it's meaty, right? So today, let's talk about this perfect thought of what kind of meat are we going to get out of this teaching. In Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 38, Jesus says, "You have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." Now, what Jesus is referring to is the old covenant, the Old Testament law that says if you do A, the punishment is B, and if you do C, the punishment is D. And it was pretty clear cut. It was about, okay, if you're caught in adultery, you get stoned to death. If you work on the Sabbath, you get stoned. If you just go on and on. And so what it really is kind of if this, then that. Well, Jesus then follows that up and he says, you've heard that. And then he says in verse 39, "But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also." Now, immediately when men hear this, they're like, "I ain't going to do it." You know, they get all puffed up and, you know, it ain't going to happen. And I know some of you women out there, man, listen, you'll get all jacked up about this too. But Jesus is not making a point about whether you're a patsy or not. Jesus is saying, wait a minute, this is an attitude. This is part of your mindset. This is what's going on in your heart. He goes on in verse 40 and says, "If you're sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, give your coat also. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it for 2 miles. Give to those who ask. And don't turn away from those who want to borrow." Now, I want you to take a look at this, all right? Because I want to zone in and grab hold of verse 41. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles. Now, here's what Jesus is speaking about. When we get our context correct today, it will be because we understood the context in which it was written then. Jesus is saying that in those times, a Roman soldier could stop and look at a Jewish citizen who were under their rule and they were considered slaves, that when a Roman soldier said, "Hey, you, I want you to pick up my pack and carry it for 1 mile," the law required it. And so if you were a Jewish citizen under Roman law, you had to pick up his pack and carry it. And it wasn't light. I mean, these dudes walked around with some serious garb on their back, right? So Jesus is saying, okay, so if somebody tells you to do this by law to carry it 1, go ahead and make it 2. I think what Jesus is really saying to all of us is this, that, you know what, the road of the second mile is pretty slim. There's not a lot of traffic on that one. There's not a lot of folks out there that are willing to say, you know what, I have to carry it 1, but I will carry it 2. I believe this attitude is best shown in how we see serving people in the name of Christ. Do we try to do the least, or do we try to do the most? Do we try to serve a little, or are we willing to serve a lot? Are we willing to give a tiny bit, or are we willing to give until it hurts? I believe Jesus is saying, listen, anybody can get on a freeway where there's plenty of traffic, but I've called you to a different life. Get off of the freeway, get off-road, and get over in that second mile crowd where it's not busy at all. There's no traffic on the second mile road. And Jesus is saying, so why wouldn't you get there? And you know why we wouldn't get there? It costs us something. But I think Jesus makes a point. He says, carry it too. He goes on and says, hey, if they hit you on one, turn the cheek and take another one. If you're sued and they take your shirt, go ahead. Give them your coat as well. And I think this plays out in our modern life, most especially in how we view our forgiveness. If somebody does us wrong, Is it our job to go and do wrong again, an eye for an eye? Or do we turn the other cheek? Do we carry the second mile? Are we willing to assist? Guys, listen, we've all got folks that are enemies. Some of us have frenemies. I want to encourage you to get on the road that is less traveled. Carry the pack a second mile. When we do, the folks that are our enemies will be baffled by the kindness that we show. Folks that cannot imagine what it is like to follow Jesus get to see it firsthand. They're willing to do anything. When I think of those kind of things, I am always reminded of my friend Susan Roebuck here at Sugar Hill Church. I mean, she's one of the most remarkable people because I see her go the second and the third and the fourth mile and get no credit for it. I see her serve people when nobody's going to applaud her. I see her do the things that nobody else would do. And in the middle of all that, I believe Jesus says to all of us, take a look at that. That's a big deal. She carried it a second mile, a fourth mile, a fifth mile. She didn't just give the shirt, she gave the jacket. And along the way, I believe Jesus says, look at that. That's what I look like. That's what the kingdom of God looks like. So my friend, go on, pick up the pack, go the second mile. It's not crowded over there, and it will cost you something, but the return is overwhelming. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We're always streaming live on our Facebook page and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.